poem that I discovered several years ago. It's a poem by Phyllis McGinley, a perceptive piece of verse entitled In Praise of Diversity. She recalled that since God invented man and man at once fell to inventing trouble, one virtue, one subversive grace has chiefly vexed the human race. I just love this. Her point, we have always felt that there is something wrong where there is a difference, diversity, unlikeness. There's white, there's black, no tint between, now all must fit one pattern or its opposite. And she gives the answer. Yet who would dare deny that nature planned it other, when every freckled thrush can wear a dapple various from his brother, when each pale snowflake in the storm is false to some imagined norm. Recalling then what surely was the earliest bounty of creation, that not a blade among the grass beflounce its difference with elation. Let us devoutly take no blame if similar does not mean the same. Rejoice that under cloud and star, the planets more than Maine and Texas, bless the delightful fact there are 12 months, 9 muses, and 2 sexes, an infinite in Earth's dominions, arts, climaxes, wonders, and opinions. Pause the disheveled, praise the sleek, austerity and hearts and flowers, people who turn the other cheek and extroverts who take cold showers, saints we can name a holy day for, and infidels the saints can pray for. Praise youth for pulling things apart, toppling the idols, breaking leases, then from the upset apple cart, praise oldsters picking up the pieces. Praise wisdom, hard to be a friend to, and folly one can condescend to. Praise what conforms and what is odd, remembering if the weather worsens along the way that even God is said to be 3 separate persons. Then upright or upon the knee, praise him that by his courtesy, for all our prejudice and pains, diverse his creation still remains. When I recited that years ago, I was confronted with ridicule. But I think this is not so much sublime to the ridicule. No, it's humanity mirroring divinity. We too are one and many. We share a common humanity that makes men and women brothers and sisters. And still no one of us is exactly like any other. Each of us is a distinct, unmatchable, unrepeatable, irreplaceable I. The funeral for that George is today in Minneapolis. It's interesting that we end with this idea that God has made us distinct, unmatchable, irreplaceable, makes us just as he wanted to. So, yes, let us honor God 1 in 3. Let us rejoice and be glad that you are one and many. And may God rest him in God's loving embrace, and all those who have suffered from the hand of violence, that it is humanity's sin, humanity's stain, that we need the grace of God to see beyond color, to see beyond, to see what God sees, looking deep into the human heart. And on this feast of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless and keep us. And may God grant us peace and a peaceful day.